Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On a hot, disgusting summer Monday afternoon in New York City. How are we doing, Evan and Tiki? A jam-packed show. Are the Yankees officially out of their slump? I did have a come-to-Jesus moment regarding the Mets over the weekend, and if we witnessed the death of the no-hitter. But let's get it out of the way. We all feel terrible for Tyrese Halliburton. Every single person, Knick fan, non-Knick fan, doesn't matter. When we saw him go down last night, you knew exactly what it was. It was going to be a torn Achilles. We all felt horrible. All right? We got it out of our system. Now let's talk real. The New York Knicks roadmap to getting to the NBA Finals next year continues to get cleared. Whether it was Jason Tatum going down in the midst of the Knicks-Celtics series, whether it's now Tyrese Halliburton, the engine of the Eastern Conference champion Indiana Pacers going down, I know they don't have a coach, but no matter who they hire in the next few weeks, the New York Knicks are going to go into next season not as a lock to make the NBA Finals, but Teak, the road continues to be clear.
Yeah, it's hard to like take victory in your offseason when you haven't really done anything. You don't necessarily have the resources, meaning draft picks, to do anything and to bring in another superstar. Yet you're going to go into next season as likely the favorite in the East because of the guys that have gotten hurt. And again, you talk about Tyrese Halliburton and prayers to him and a healthy, quick recovery. But we know it's at least a year. He's going to miss all of next season, just like Jason Tatum is going to miss all of next season. And right now, you look at the teams that potentially stand in the Knicks' way, there's not a ton of them other than Cleveland. And if Cleveland is good like they were this year, or are they kind of just middling like they were a year ago, like the Knicks could be the team. It doesn't even matter necessarily who the head coach is. It's just the fact that they have the stars where all these other teams that were above them have lost their stars.
No question. And a lot can happen between June 23rd and next May, obviously.
Yes.
The injuries that have hit other teams in the Eastern Conference could very well hit the Knicks. We all understand that. But I'm just saying, as you sit here right now, a few days before the NBA draft, a week before NBA free agency, still without a head coach, no one wants to celebrate the injury to Tyrese Halliburton. No one's celebrating it. We're just calling it like it is. Mm-hmm. We're just looking around, calling balls and strikes. And the truth is, the Knicks' chances of getting to an NBA Finals have greatly increased over the last month. It's just the reality. And look, I can build up other Eastern Conference teams. Like the Orlando Magic took a big swing.
Yep.
They went out and they traded for Desmond Bane, and they are better. And Banchero should be healthy next year after missing a lot of time last year. Plus, they've gained even more experience. So I'm not just dismissing the Orlando Magic. I'm not dismissing the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are probably having the same discussions in the city of Cleveland today. So there's competition.
Right.
But if you're a Knicks fan and you look around, the scariest things to you have been the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics. And the truth is,
Neither of those teams are competing for a championship next year.
No, you're right. Maybe the Detroit Pistons you throw in there as well, simply because of how gritty they are. But Orlando, as good as they were, they were 500 team last year. 10 games behind the New York
Knicks.
They
dealt with a lot of injuries. And of course that's the wild card to all of this.
Right, right. But still, they're a team that's on the come, potentially, but not there. The Knicks are there, right? They were every year advancing to the next stage, to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And now their foe, their nemesis over the last two, are likely going to be compromised. Now, maybe they rebound and find some way to get as good as, in spite of the Tyrese Halliburton injury, but we don't know that. So if you're a Knicks fan right now, and it's hard to, right, because the season just ended, the Oklahoma City Thunder are hosting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They're the champion. Shai is the greatest player in basketball right now. But if you can just look past what's distracting you and think about next season, the Knicks are in good shape.
Well, the Knicks, in my opinion, and I've been watching basketball since the early 1990s, so you can mix in Michael Jordan's retirement as a part of this discussion. This, to me, will be the most hyped up, believable championship season that the Knicks have ever gone into in my life.
But
there is no but.
But
there what's is the a but? They don't have a head coach?
It depends on who they hire as their head coach.
We're all going to have.
They can't just go hire some guy. Right, and just say, "Hey, yeah, we'll figure it out. We have the talent. Our players will manage themselves, and the coach will figure it out as he goes along." That's not going to work.
Of course, you
that
have to.
That is not going to work. Johnny Bryant, who has no experience, hey, yeah, he'll figure it out as he goes. You can't have a learning on the job head coach.
But even if they did go Johnny Bryant, I've seen teams win a championship with a first time head coach. I've seen it. It's not impossible. Nick Nurse did it with the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, but Nick Nurse was there.
But that was so. Johnny Bryant was there. He wasn't there this past season. He was there the year before that. Like, obviously, we all have different opinions on who they should hire. But once the smoke is cleared, whether it's Mike Brown, whether it's Taylor Jenkins, whether it is Johnny Bryant, once we kind of get used to whoever the hell this head coach is, the Knicks are going to go into next season. Doesn't matter what they do with this roster, though there are important little moves they need to make to fortify the bench.
Yeah.
You're going to go in with greater championship aspirations than you've ever had. That's just a reality.
I know.
And it's a reality that right now, a year out, feels like the clearest road we've ever seen, because sometimes winning a championship or getting to an NBA Finals isn't the best team you've ever seen. It's the best roadmap you've ever seen. Listen, I'm a fan of a team that got to back-to-back NBA Finals. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit to you with a smile on my face that that was not the heyday of the Eastern Conference. They didn't go through Michael Jordan's Bulls. Okay, they went through Antoine Walker and Paul Pierce's Celtics.
Right.
And they went through the early stages of a young Detroit team. You know how much I give a rat's ass that they didn't go through great teams?
None.
You think the Thunder care?
Because nobody's going to remember that. Nobody cares.
Of course. Even the modern NBA we're living in. We've seen seven different champions in seven different years. And you could argue this is the greatest route of mediocrity we've ever seen as a basketball
fan.
Call
it parity.
Competitive balance?
Parity.
You can phrase it however you want.
I could say, I mean, OKC wasn't mediocre. I mean, they won 84 games, which is, I mean, not very many teams do that.
It's not
the postseason.
It's not about them being mediocre. It's look at the teams.
Oh, the opponents. I see it.
Even Boston last year.
Right.
We heard the same thing. And you don't throw anything back. Mm-hmm. Like, the Celtics won a title last year. The Thunder just won an NBA championship. Congratulations. If the Knicks go through a roadmap of Eastern Conference teams that have all lost their star player to injuries, it doesn't take anything away from it.
No.
The road is as open as I've ever seen. And I don't think anyone should have celebrated last night. I don't think anybody did. I think it's more when you wake up on a Monday morning and you talk to your friends at work and you're like, hey, did you see Game 7 last night? And everyone's like, yeah, that was anticlimactic. Which it was.
It was.
It was the most.
Well, the second half was anticlimactic.
As soon as he went down, bro. I've never seen anything like it.
It was basically a tie game at half. So they fought until halftime.
It's not about the score, though. Mm. Like, it was, you're right. So Tyrese goes down. We all kind of know what's happening. It's like when Rodgers went down. You try to talk yourself out of it. You know the deal.
Same thing with Tatum. When he went down, you knew it immediately.
You knew it. Yes, it was a competitive game. Yes, Indiana, I think it opened up a 5-point lead at one point after Halliburton went down. But the game was played with a cloud over it that was really tough to explain. And even when the Thunder held on, because it did get somewhat dicey in the final few minutes when the Pacers went on that 9-1 run to make it interesting, even when they won the NBA title, they walked off the floor like they won a regular season game. And even I'm like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to stick around and watch the postgame. I'm going to go do a Rico. Like, it felt, it was the oddest Game 7 conclusion I have ever seen in my lifetime, whether you want to include baseball or basketball.
Yeah, it should have been epic, but it was. It didn't feel it.
No, and I think the reason it didn't feel epic was because of Halliburton going down.
Yeah.
And everyone naturally either feeling really, really bad or looking at this Game 7 differently because the Pacers were without their best player.
Right.
So it was just a weird...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Was a weird. That's like the only word I could come up with.
I know.
It was strange watching the ending of this.
I hear you. But I mean, look, congratulations to OKC, obviously. But it's weird because you want to say you got a championship. No matter what happens, you got your championship. You got a ring. No one can ever take it away from you. 30, 50, 100 years from now, when people go back and look at the history of sports and say, oh, that 2025 Oklahoma City Thunder team, they won the championship. Great. But they all feel different relative to what happened. And we've heard this multiple times. I know Sean had this with J.R. Smith over the weekend, him and Tommy, when we were talking about the 2020 championship with the Lakers. They're like, yeah, that one didn't really count. It counted.
Right.
Right? 50 years from now, you're going to look and say, oh, the Lakers won the championship in 2020. But this one, it's going to be the same. It's not going to feel right. But it still counts as a championship.
Well,
that's really, the circumstances don't matter.
The only
thing that matters is that you got the victory.
Of course.
And you got the ring.
Title's
but
a title.
I agree with you. This one has like a little something to it.
It's not that it takes anything away from the Thunder winning a title, much like the Raptors winning the title in 19. Nothing took away Toronto winning the title, despite Durant getting hurt and Klay Thompson being banged up. It was more sitting there on a Sunday night. And I assume most of America, even in New York, where everyone was so bitter about the Knicks losing, I would think that the Knicks fan tuned into Game 7, even for 10 minutes, because it's
right.
Game 7.
Right.
Like, even if you weren't interested in the series, you weren't invested in the series, there is something magical about a Game 7.
Yeah.
And so we haven't had one in 8 years, 9 years. And so I think you tuned it in out of curiosity.
Yeah, and then the first half gave you everything you wanted.
It was entertaining. I just think the game itself was weird. The championship? No. When I sit here 2 years from now and mention the Thunder winning a title, it's completely legitimate. It was just sitting there last night. There was a cloud just hanging over. Mm. And it was weird, and it wasn't enjoyable. But the reality is this. After you let that cloud hover for a little bit, and we all go back to being the selfish basketball fans we are, like in my case, daydreaming and watching YouTube videos of Ace Bailey, and you guys go back, really 99% of the rest of the city goes back to thinking about the Knicks, whether your coach is Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins or Johnny Bryant, you look at the Eastern Conference, and the only thing you were scared of as a Knicks fan was the Indiana Pacers. Right. How do we beat the Pacers? We built a team to beat the Celtics. We did that. How do we beat the Pacers? Well, all of a sudden, you go into the offseason, and you're no longer fearful of that. Now it's, hey, can we beat Cleveland? Mm. And most Knicks fans are going to be like, yeah, sure we can. We smoked them a few years ago. They're soft as cheese. Can we beat the Bucks since Giannis wants to stay there? Sure. Dame's not walking through that door. What do they have
and
after
even if
Giannis?
He does, he's 40.
Right. Can we beat the Orlando Magic? And I think the arrogance will be, let them prove something.
Right.
Sure, they got a lot of young talent. Let's prove it. Detroit, same thing. So if you're a Knicks fan, You're on cloud nine. Am I right, Tommy? You're on cloud nine. I can see with that stupid smile on your face.
I'm on cloud. Is there a cloud 15? Put me on cloud 15. When Halliburton went down, obviously, I was like everybody else. That sucks. That's a bummer, especially with the way he reacted. It reminded me of KD. Reminded me of Tatum. Tatum, obviously, a little more closer to home because they're playing the Knicks. But when KD went down with the Achilles, you just feel for the guy. Not going to lie. Within like 6 seconds, I was texting my friends. I don't want to say anything publicly because I think it makes you a bad guy, but I was texting everybody. We're the favorites next year to go to the East.
Right.
It's Knicks in 26. You could take it to the bank. You can't, you know, celebrate an injury, but guess what? I root for the Knicks, and I worry about the Knicks, and I'm sure the Pacer fan didn't care if somebody got hurt on my team. You got to think about your own basketball team. You send your prayers and your thoughts to the player, and then you worry about what the Knicks are going through. They're going to hire a coach, I think, unless they go through a committee. I have no idea, but if that's all we're worried about is a head coach, I, as a Knicks fan, am more concerned with a team like Detroit or Orlando becoming the next Indiana.
Maybe.
That's where my concerns would be. But at the same time, I think the Knicks are only going to get better, too. And they aren't the betting favorite, but they should be. The Knicks are, in my opinion, the odds-on favorite to get out of the East.
Let's have some fun, why don't we?
Yeah.
We did this right after the Super Bowl, so why don't we do it on Monday, June 23rd at 2:14 p.m.? And, of course, we'll get your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And as a diehard basketball fan, something did hit me last night that needs to change immediately. We'll get to that in the next 15 minutes. But let's have some fun. What will be the NBA Finals in 2026? Let's make a long-term, year-out prediction. Next year, the NBA Finals. Obviously, we have a draft in a few days.
Yep.
We have an offseason that really begins on June 30th. There could be crazy changes. So I get it. It's risky. But we did this right after the Super Bowl. I already forgot who we all picked, but we saved it. Don't worry. We'll go back to it in February of 2026. So let's do this for basketball. And let's start with Tommy Lugauer, since he's on cloud nine and since his prediction is probably the most predictable. Tommy, the NBA Finals in 2026, a year out, will be...
The Knicks will face Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets in the finals. Knicks in 26, I feel like Sean now, getting the revenge all these years later on the city of Houston, on the Rockets, on Kevin Durant. The Knicks will defeat the Houston Rockets in Game 7.
Oh, I like that prediction. I love the full circle-ness of the revenge of 1994. Like, it's perfect. I like that. So he's going Knicks-Rockets. Sean Morash, a year out. Today's date is June 23rd, 2025. The 2026, assuming there is an NBA Finals next year, I mean, the world could be over.
Mm, sure.
But assuming that everything still exists and there is a Finals, who will participate?
Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers will beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, Lakers-Cavs. LeBron against the Cavs?
Bingo.
Did you forget about that aspect of it?
I absolutely did, but now it's there.
All right. I forgot. Tiki Barber, next year's NBA Finals will be?
I'm going to say that the Cleveland Cavaliers will beat the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Wow. I know what that's about. He saw his buddy A-Rod last week. He owns the T-Wolves. You had a nice conversation, gave each other a hug.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, you know what? I haven't made a homer pick in a while. I usually do that for football. I'm going to make it for the T-Wolves. All right, so Cleveland, Minnesota.
Hopefully by then he'll actually own the team and not just be a minority investor.
So I was leaning towards Cleveland because I looked at this year as the learning experience, the humbling experience.
And they have a great coach. It's hard to discount that.
They have a wonderful head coach.
Right.
But I question, as much as I love Donovan Mitchell, I question, can Donovan Mitchell be the best player on a championship team?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Double small guards, too, as well.
Now, as you know, there's no way I'm going to pick the Knicks here. That's Tommy's thing. He'll do it. I ain't picking the Knicks. The question is, with Tyrese Halliburton out, with Jason Tatum out, who the hell am I going to, like, plant my flag with? So I have decided that the 2026 NBA Finals, and I can't believe none of you guys said the Thunder. They literally just won the NBA championship, and Tiki said Minnesota out of the West, Sean said the Lakers, and Tommy said the Rockets.
Well, that's because they're the shortest odds. They're not making any money on the Thunder.
I'm picking the Thunder.
You're smart.
And Adam Silver is going to wake up in a cold sweat when he hears my NBA Finals.
Don't say the Nets.
You think the ratings sucked for Thunder Pacers? I'll one-up you a little bit. I'm not picking the Nets. What kind of homer do you think I am?
I mean, a bad one if you were going to do that.
How would I even argue that?
But you couldn't.
Like Ace Bailey?
Ace Bailey? Dylan Harper?
The Nets still in the league?
To you as well.
The Oklahoma City Thunder will win their second consecutive NBA championship, and they will defeat the Orlando Magic!
Now that's a Mickey Mouse champion.
Yeah. So the problem is, I see what you're saying about the OKC, because they're the best team right now, clearly, even though they struggled and at times with the Indiana Pacers.
They're also loaded with draft picks to get even better.
Of course they are.
Yes.
But there has not been a repeat champion in 7 years.
I am aware.
It's like something is, I don't know if this is intentional. I can't call conspiracy on this, but it hasn't been like this in a long time.
It's never been like this to me in my lifetime in the NBA. The NBA has always been a dynasty followed by another dynasty.
No doubt. And maybe there's a year or so in between, and then there comes the next dynasty. It's been 7 years since we've had a repeat offender.
Yes.
So I can't, I mean, a repeat offender, repeat champion. So I can't see it only because we haven't seen it. Is this the new trend in the NBA?
Well, we have saved these. We have filed them away. And next June of 2026, we'll see how close we were. We'll get your calls coming up. It sucked. It was a cloud over a game seven. But the New York Knicks' chances of winning an NBA championship grew last night, and you didn't even do anything. 888-808-1019. I want you to understand that this is coming from a voice that loves basketball. I love the NBA. I get into it in October. Give me the preseason. Give me opening night. It's like an event for me. So I'm not one saying this who just doesn't like basketball, so I want less of it. But I think we need less of it because...
Regular season basketball.
Yeah, I wouldn't cut down the playoffs. The playoffs are the playoffs, and yeah. I also know that's so unrealistic.
It did feel long as hell, though.
The season, especially if...
No, see, I mean the playoffs felt long.
They're always long.
Yeah.
And like I accept that because they're really exciting.
Right.
But if you are a schmuck like me and Tommy's in this, where we start watching in the middle of October... We've just invested 9 months watching basketball. But forget us for a second, because this isn't about me. It isn't about Tommy. It's about these injuries. And I am starting to think that the torn Achilles, which is now the bane of existence in the NBA,
yeah.
is occurring because not only is the season way too long, but guys are playing basketball all year round. They go play in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Then it's training camp. Then it's the season. And then we're complaining because we're such hypocrites. Well, why do you say, what maintenance days? They didn't do that in the 1980s. So I think we've also created this.
Yeah.
But there's too much basketball and they got to cut it down.
Well, you can't play year-round basketball because Tyrese Halliburton and Jason Tatum, while they didn't play a ton in the Olympics, they just played in the Olympics last year. And so it's basketball season, Olympics, basketball season, a month of NBA finals, and then how do you not get hurt? You're never taking any time off. And so, like, your body needs to rest.
It's too much basketball.
You have to chill. You have to recover. You have to recuperate. And when you do year-round play, you're going to get hurt, period.
Yes. I think it's leading to a lot of these injuries. Obviously, the other thing we've learned, and it's become obvious over the last few years, I remember you made a big deal about this with Aaron Rodgers, when you have a calf injury... And you rush yourself back. You
can't do it.
You're going to lead, in all likelihood, to what happened to Tyrese Halliburton and what even happened to Aaron Rodgers, which is a torn Achilles.
Yeah, same thing with KD, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't
it a calf injury? It was a calf injury, and they sat him for a few weeks before he pushed himself back. And I understand why KD came back, and I certainly understand why Tyrese came back. You have a chance to play in Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Tyrese had to play in his own mind. Like, he had to.
Of course.
There's no way you sit out because you have a calf injury in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. If you're gonna tear it, you're gonna tear it. It is what it is. You have to be there for your team. So I don't knock him for playing on a bad calf.
Not at all.
He had to do it.
Not at all. I think every circumstance is different. I'll equate it to you. If you suffer a calf injury in training camp, as much as you want to play week one, the trainers tell you, look, the likelihood of you tearing your Achilles grows by you playing.
Yep.
Then for your own good, you got to sit out 5-6 weeks.
No doubt.
And we don't understand it. But if it's also the week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Of course.
I mean, who's going to keep you or anyone else out from playing in a game like
that? No, you can't. I mean, I played Super Bowl with a broken arm.
Damn right.
Like, hey, we got to do surgery. No, you're not. Wait.
I never had
surgery, by the way.
Look at that. You're a tough one. I think Adam Silver's got to understand that while you will lose money by cutting out regular season games, you got to do it.
Mm.
You have to do it for your players.
Yeah.
I think it'll benefit even the diehard fans who love basketball, start this season in mid-December, have it run to late June like you're doing anyway, and instead of it being a 9-month season, all of a sudden it's a 6.5 to 7-month season. I think it's better for your players. I think it's better for your fans. I wouldn't touch the playoffs, obviously. That's ludicrous. Right. But you can touch the regular season.
But you, I think a lot of this, though, is the back-to-backs. Like, how many of those do we see and talk about every year where a team plays a game, they're on a plane for 3 or 4 hours, whatever it is, and they're playing the next day? Right? That's where it really gets detrimental. So if there's a way to eliminate that, it's likely by eliminating games, but you have to get rid of those back-to-back games. One, because the product isn't great, meaning on the court, but also you're never recovering.
Yeah.
You have to recover.
And as much as they're going to lose finances by cutting games out, you just lost players potentially because of this.
Right.
Which I think would hurt your attendance around the league. Mm-hmm. Are the Boston Celtics the same draw if Jason Tatum isn't playing?
Right.
Is Tyrese Halliburton not playing the same draw for the Pacers? Like, Halliburton, especially this postseason, became this kind of superstar.
By the way, and forget the postseason, he was everywhere.
Yeah.
We went to Indianapolis games, and he's up in the Colts games. He's in the stadium on the Jumbotron. He's become the man in Indianapolis, and now he's out for an entire year.
Yeah.
Now you hope he comes back and he's the same player, but he could come back and be a shell of who he was.
No, I don't know. I guess it sucks, man. And it also, I know Tommy's pissed about this. It ruins the idea that Jalen and Tyrese were going to fight at SummerSlam.
Totally ruins it. Well, to be fair, I didn't want them to throw hands or put a hand on each other. You could still have Tyrese in the corner of whoever, Jacob Fatu, and JB in the corner of somebody else. I don't want a Rodman Malone situation.
Brunson he's on the in the game, right?
In the WWE 2K, so yeah. Is Tyrese.
They both are.
They both are.
Yeah.
Man. They can fight virtually.
They can, yes. You can have Jalen versus Tyrese in 2K. And the entrances are pretty damn cool, man. Now let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Michael is in West Hempstead. What's up, Michael?
Hey, fellas. Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I just want to put together, we talk about football gods and basketball gods. And the fact that Halliburton did the choke sign, trying to repeat what Reggie did back in the day,
right.
And Indiana hasn't won a championship since, do you think, he hits his first three in the big game 7 and the Achilles blows out, that it's maybe some basketball guy?
Oh, come on. If anything, you should be rewarded for that. It was awesome. It added to the kind of legendary status of that Eastern Conference Finals that you had Halliburton doing that.
Yeah,
he leaned into the heel role.
I think it is, from a Knicks perspective, that is karma. But, I think everybody else outside of the Knicks fan was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you could strip away your fandom for a second and become an IBO, I know it's difficult to do. Tommy tries to do this every Sunday or Saturday or every Lugauer. And you've gotten better and better at it. I'm very impressed. He becomes an IBO and says, all right, I'm going to take my positivity. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to break down the Yankees.
Right.
So try this, Tommy. We'll use you as an experiment because you work on the IBO muscle every day. Take away your Knick fandom. How badass was Tyrese Halliburton?
No, he's a badass. There no you doubt go. About it. You're talking about a guy that was considered by most overrated, and he shut everybody up, and he had this great run, and then it was ripped from him. So, like I said, I felt for the basketball player. No, he's a badass. He walks the walk and talks the talk. I did hear from several people that thought not only the choke sign, but the father, maybe that was a little karma. You're getting in Giannis's face.
Oh, stop.
I don't believe in karma. No way the son should have the karma of the father.
No.
But there were people online, how Twitter is, that were saying it was
Tyrese Halliburton
karma.
Did nothing wrong. He played into the heel nature
Agreed.
Of the Knicks-Pacers rivalry.
But he wasn't really a heel. He's too nice of a guy.
He was only a heel to Knick fans because he was the guy you wanted to beat,
yes.
And he leaned into the Reggie Miller stuff.
Right.
All right, we have breaking Mets news. A couple roster moves here for
you. Is it injury related? Because that scares me.
It is not.
Oh, you already know?
I wanted to make sure.
Okay. How the hell do you know, Teak?
Because I'm up on these things now. I'm a basketball savant.
Well, no, it's baseball, though.
Baseball.
All right, so first, who they've added. Dickie Lovelady has been signed to a one-year Major League contract and will be active tonight.
Really? Richard Lovelady, who was putting up very good numbers at AAA Minnesota. I saw they signed him. I didn't know it was to be activated right away, but he opted out of a deal with Minnesota, was pitching well at AAA as a left-handed reliever.
And the Mets are not calling him Richard. It's right here, Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady?
Yep, okay.
One of the best names in all sports.
Outfielder Travis Jankowski has been selected to the Major League roster.
Really? They brought him back like a week and a half ago as like a speedster off the bench. Now, before you say anything, based on Jankowski coming up, and there's no injury to report?
No.
It's obvious who's going down.
Who?
And I appreciate this. It's clearly going to be Luis Angel Acuña. And am I right, first of all?
Can I finish the news and then you react?
Oh, okay, fine.
Tyler Zuber has been sent down, as has Luis Angel Acuña, to AAA. Now you can continue.
So when the Mets made the decision to send down Francisco Alvarez on Sunday morning, I was not in favor of it. I talked about this a lot on the Rico, a little bit here, that I would have just had him share the duties with Luis Torrens, but you know, not be sent down at AAA. I thought he could learn playing at the Major League level, even if it isn't every day. What the Mets ultimately decided was he won't learn by being a backup or sometimes catcher.
Right.
He'll learn more by playing every single day at AAA. And I'm sure that wild pitch he allowed early in Saturday night's game probably led to, oh my God, this guy can't block a ball in the dirt.
Yeah, while you're saying that, I think it is not the offense, the ineptness of that. I think it is the defensive regression.
I think it's the defensive regression and the fact that Mets felt, with a young player they still believe in, he's better off playing every day in the minors as opposed to being a backup. The reason I mention this, I said this yesterday on the Rico, if they're going to treat Alvarez that way, where, hey, it's important for him to play, then shouldn't they do that to Acuña, who never plays? He got the start yesterday. It was a rarity. Luis Angel Acuña has become virtually a pinch runner, late-inning defensive replacement. That's it. And so once they signed Travis Jankowski about a week and a half ago and they made this decision on Alvarez, I think the handwriting's been on the wall. Like, if you still believe in the kid as a prospect, he should go down and play every day as opposed to never playing at the Major League level. So it does make a lot of sense considering what they decided to do with Alvarez.
Right. And Vientos, a couple more rehab games are needed before you see him.
Oh, I wanted him back now. I'm sick of waiting for Mark Vientos.
Right.
And then it'll be interesting what they do when Vientos comes back. Does Jared Young get optioned, or does Ronnie Mauricio go down considering he struggled?
Andy Martino has tweeted that the speculation is it'll be Mauricio to keep getting his seasoning like
Acuña. And it goes back to that point. Like, you want your young players to play. And if Vientos is activated, he should play every single day, which means Ronnie Mauricio was going to lose a lot of playing time. Mets Braves tonight, first of four. We'll get into the Mets a little bit more as the show rolls on. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good afternoon. Hey, I got to start off by saying this. Tiki, how could you? The other day when I was on the air, rightfully saying that Derek Jeter, you know, never really accepted A-Rod. It made life harder on him. You called me an outright liar. One of my favorite Giants of all time. And then the other guys had to step in and defend me. Like, I couldn't believe I was in that position. But that's not why I called anyway. I know you to be a dignified and classy human being. And I know you'll give me the opportunity to finish here.
Well, it's all right, Ray.
Yeah,
I don't know if you listened to the whole show, Ray. But I asked CeCe about this, and he didn't agree either.
Well, of course, he's not going to throw his, you know, his Derek Jeter under the bus. Come on now.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. So yeah, as far Evan, I heard you talking about, and not just you, a lot of people with this narrative about that now it's a cakewalk for the Knicks, perhaps to the finals. Well, I just want to say this, and we share a common friend in Justin Termini, and
JT two T's. Go ahead.
JT, that's right. He reported on Memorial Day, the day after the Knicks went down 3-1 to the Indiana Pacers, that the NBA odds makers, who apparently come out with the odds, you know, every so often here, had the New York Knicks as the number one favorite to come out of the East. So this is not anything new. It's not because
Hold on. Ray, you're right. You're right, but you're also kind of missing the point as well. For whatever reason, odds, if we look at odds, and sometimes we do, sometimes it's really interesting, there seems to be a bias with odds every single year. So, for example, in the NFL, I'll give you an example. The Dallas Cowboys tend to have much better odds than reality. And I think it's because a lot of money goes on the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
You're right. The Indiana Pacers, despite going to the NBA Finals, despite defeating the New York Knicks 2 years in a row, were likely to go into next year with the same odds, if not worse, than the New York Knicks. You're not wrong about that. My point is, if Tyrese Halliburton is healthy, and this finals ends however it ends, but mm-hmm. Halliburton is healthy, the Knicks fan going into the offseason right. would say, hey, one of the things we really need to do is find a way to match up better with Indiana.
Well, just like they were with Boston.
Correct.
For the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
How do we beat the Boston Celtics?
You've eliminated that discussion with this injury. So forget the odds for a second and what the odds makers say. The Pacers being the thorn in your side was basically eliminated last night.
Yeah.
And that's where it's a big deal. Who cares what the odds would have said? Would the Knicks have been slightly favorites over Indiana to come out of the East? Maybe so. But I think all of us, especially here at The Fan, would have had the open discussion about, hey, the Pacers own the Knicks. What are the Knicks going to do to change that?
I think the difference is coming out of...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Last season, when they lost to the Pacers, but the focus was still on the Boston Celtics. The Pacers beat the Knicks, obviously, give them credit, but it was because the Knicks were so compromised physically. Everybody was hurt, including Jalen Brunson in that Game 7. So we know what the narrative was, but the focus was still on the Boston Celtics. So that offseason, what did they do? What did they go out and prove their roster with? They traded away some pieces that didn't fit. They went and got Cat. They went and got Mikal Bridges. So they built the team that they thought could beat the Boston Celtics. Now they have the same conversation this offseason. Hey, we need to build a team that can beat the Indiana Pacers. Let's say Tyrese is not hurt. How are they doing that?
Mm.
Right? How are they changing their roster significantly this offseason? They likely couldn't. So by being out of commission for a year, the Knicks, in essence, did the same thing without doing anything.
Yes. Like, the Pacers will be a good team next year. They're not a threat anymore.
Yeah.
You just took away their best player, and most teams would fit that bill. It's like if all of a sudden, knock on wood, we got terrible news about Jalen Brunson.
Right.
The Knicks would still be decent. They'd still be fun, but you know as well as I do, their chances of competing for an NBA title would have gone down the drain.
Right.
And that's essentially what happened to the Indiana Pacers. It's why when you get there, you got to take advantage of the moment because you never know what's going to change. Unfortunately for the Pacers, what changed happened right in front of your eyes in the middle of a Game 7. Bruce is calling from Howell. Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Yeah, back to what you were saying before, that the finals looked like a regular season game. I think I got 2 points here. A big reason is because you have 5 bench warmers on the floor at the end of the game like that. And automatically, the moment just spoiled like that. It's a great point.
So you have an issue with that, though? You have an issue with that?
Well, no, it's just the reality of the moment. You know what I mean? It's like...
But is the moment... So you're saying taking SGA and Lou Dort and Jalen Williams out kind of hurt the moment? Because I've seen that before.
Like, in the NBA Finals?
Yeah, the game's over.
In a Game 7?
He's right, because of the way they did it. I thought the same thing in real time.
What do you mean?
I've forgotten about it. So usually when you take people out, when you bring in the bench to kind of get their applause, it's one by one the PA announcer be like, now coming out of the game.
They did it all at the same time.
It was one group boom, all sitting down at once, high-fiving, and it just, I don't know. It
left it weak.
Yeah, it left it weak. You didn't give everybody a one-by-one standing ovation. Then they just kind of went to the bench, the ball got dribbled out, and you felt nothing.
I didn't agree with that, but I understand the point. Like, all right, maybe it should have been orchestrated differently. To me, what kind of killed it was, A, the way they celebrated after winning, and then, B, the final 3 minutes of the game were like a mess.
Right.
I mean, basically.
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
Yeah.
First of all, they allowed the Pacers to go on this 9-1 run. It was the ugliest 9-1 run in the history of basketball.
Right. Just dribble out the shot clock and take a wild, I don't know, logo three.
Then
you're better off doing that than trying to play actual basketball with your bench.
Then they're making free throws. It was a free throw shooting contest. Mm-hmm.
They made it unwatchable.
Yeah.
For an NBA Game 7 final, it was unwatchable.
And it was anticlimactic.
The only time you felt like a championship was about to be won was when Caruso started pumping up the crowd. And it's like, okay, he cares. All right, let's do that. And then immediately killed it when you emptied the bench and you didn't have like that moment.
I didn't think the emptying the bench thing was the problem, though.
It was the way, I'm telling you, it was the way they did it. I thought it real time.
Eric is calling from Rivervale. Hey, Eric.
Evan, Tiki, how are you guys?
We're good.
What's up?
Oh, man. I mean, I completely agree with you. A lot of that, the shine kind of got taken off that game last night. But I got to say, I mean, as a Knicks fan watching that game last night, certainly the good guys won. There's no question about that. But yeah, I mean, I'm not celebrating any sort of injury, and certainly not looking for Halliburton to get, you know, to go through what he's going to have to go through. But I'm not shedding any tears for him. And that was the other part after the game. Watching T.J. McConnell cry to his mother, and then the rest of the team cry to Reggie Miller. As a Knicks fan, I was here for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. And what I don't understand, I mean, if anybody can explain to all the Pacers players what it's like to not win a ring, it's Reggie Miller. But what I don't understand is how they got the camera back there with T.J. McConnell. I mean, that's going to follow him for the rest of his life. But,
yeah.
You know,
it was
what the Knicks...
A couple of things about the T.J. McConnell thing. Can I defend him slightly on this?
Go ahead, because I like T.J. McConnell.
And I think that most Knicks fans would admit you hate his guts, you love him on your team. He's one of those guys that, wouldn't he be perfect? I took his crying to mommy to be a lot about Tyrese.
Mm.
I really do. I think a lot of the emotion that the Pacers had, Obi Toppin was so honest after the game. He stood there and said, dude, when Tyrese went down, we were done. Like, in my brain, that's all I could think about. And I wonder, even though the Pacers did play well initially after the injury and had a lead, how much that affected them and how much of his crying to mommy wasn't about we lost. Because I think that narrative is easy to say, what a loser, you lost and you're crying. I think it was, we lost our brother. And when you think about it that way, I don't think it's as pathetic. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. It's funny. Like, why was ESPN following him down the tunnel?
Because they knew this would happen.
They
knew it would be viral.
Like, his mom's like, get the hell out of here. Get out of my face.
Yeah. Did they ever confirm it was his mom? Because a lot of people are reporting it was a Pacers staff member.
It might be.
It's possible. Can we confirm that?
That's probably not his mom. Because how would his mom be right there, right then?
Sitting courtside. We're getting good seats near the rampway. I don't know.
And you know why they followed T.J. McConnell? Because they were getting nothing out of the Oklahoma City Thunder celebrating. So they're like, oh, these people care. Let's follow them.
Yeah, it's not like they knew the tears were going to be flowing. But doesn't it make it feel a little bit less pathetic if he was crying about his friend as opposed to crying about losing? No?
I mean...
Come on, Tink!
I just don't see it. I'm not crying about my friend if I lose a championship.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to paint the scenario now. It's the Super Bowl. You're playing the Baltimore Ravens. You loved Kerry Collins, right?
Yes.
Think about what this man went through. He's back. He's in the Super Bowl. If one drive into the Super Bowl, before you realized the Ravens were going to kick that ass, if Kerry Collins tore his ACL, tore it completely, and he's laying there on the ground, and now you're like, all right, guys, we got to get up and we got to try to play. And now you lose to the Ravens. You actually keep it close.
Right.
Isn't there a part of you that would cry after the game, not for losing, but for, I can't believe this happened to my guy, Kerry?
It happened and 2 hours ago. No.
What does that mean? You're over it already?
Yeah, I don't think he's weeping about Halliburton. He's already processed it. I mean, athletes process injury so quickly because next guy, all right, get up. You got to go. It's your turn now. It's not about remembering what happened and being sad about it, 2.5 hours later. So I don't think that was the case.
Now, we did make NBA Finals predictions before this series began, and like we always say around here, we got to hold ourselves accountable. So let's go to our prediction desk with Sean Morash and Tommy Lugauer. Who should we hear from first in terms of how this Thunder-Pacers series was going to go?
Evan Roberts.
Evan Roberts, let's hear what I had to say about this NBA Finals.
Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder in a sweep.
Well, if they didn't blow game one, maybe that would have happened. Now, that's a big fat L. I deserve it. Even though the Thunder won the series, I was way off. I thought it was going to be a mismatch. Completely wrong.
All right, now let's go to Tiki Barber Live. Tiki, you weren't with us, so what was your NBA Finals prediction?
What? He wasn't?
No.
I picked...
It doesn't count now.
I think I picked the Thunder in six?
No, or five.
Five. I picked them in five.
Thunder in five. Right, now that's incorrect.
Because I gave the Pacers one game.
Now we can go to me. I will take the Thunder in five.
Oh. Boy, we're way off.
Way off.
Now let's get to the winner of this little competition, Tommy Lugauer.
OKC in seven.
And I remember when he said that, we were all like, what? Were you crazy? So good job out of you, Tommy. That's a clean victory.
We're not done. It's an even cleaner victory because yesterday Tommy Lugauer was with me at Fanatics Fest, and this was his prediction for game seven.
The Thunder win by 12, 15. I think they win it going away. I think it'll be close at half, and then I think they run away with it late in the game.
Wow. They ended up winning by 12.
But it was close at half.
It was close at half.
Close at half, they won by 12.
You nailed that one. You nailed the NBA Finals, Tommy. Good for you.
Wish I bet it.
I'm looking up
Hopefully somebody did.
Images of T.J. McConnell and his mom.
Or the woman in question.
Or his woman in question.
Yes.
But what I keep getting is dad. And then I realized, I didn't know this. He has a sister in the WNBA.
Does he really?
Yes.
What team is she on?
She is on the, I don't know what team she is. Let's see, Megan McConnell. She is, I don't know what team she's on.
Please
but
don't be
the dad. The dad came on the set two games ago and was like, I have a son in the NBA, in the NBA Finals, and a daughter in the WNBA.
That is some, that's impressive. He's got a daughter in the WNBA.
Phoenix Mercury.
Phoenix Mercury. Well, very good, Tommy. Now, the other thing we predicted was the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. We'll get to that coming up, plus why I think that Kevin Durant finding out about the trade was a complete fix job. We'll get to that, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.